on the Ticket Top 10. Number one.
And thank you so much, B1s, and welcome to another episode of Ticket Trivia, where ticket hosts compete for fabulous prizes and just a little bit of love from one of our special ticket chicks who's volunteered her services. Competing today in Ticket Trivia, Craig Miller from The Morning Show. Hello, Gordon. Thank you for having me. And the challenger at today's Ticket Trivia broadcast, George Dunham.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, this is how it works. I will ask a question, and George, you must say Jub in order to ring in. And Craig, you must say Spank in order to chime in.
Spank.
Jub. And you must, I will give you the answer. You must give me the question a la Jeopardy format, okay?
Okay.
And we are going to test your ticket knowledge. Are you ready, contestants?
You bet. I'm ready. Jub.
And you must please wait until I finish the answer before you're able to ring in. If you ring in too soon, you will be disqualified. All right.
Okay.
Let's get going here. Here is our first answer. In disgust with the on-air staff, this program director once posted a sign on his door reading, "Radio free-for-all, do as you please all day."
Spank. Job.
I believe Craig got that first.
Who is Jim Short?
That is correct. Yes. That's 1 point for Spank.
Dang it.
All right, here's our second question. Our second answer. Grego once had a panic attack and fell into the bushes in his the power to fire us.
Spank.
Junior Miller.
Scott Murray.
Who? Murray.
That is correct.
Dang it. That's not fair. I wasn't there that night.
Yeah, but the story's been told so many times, Giorgio.
I know, but I couldn't remember.
He had a panic attack, and Grego fell bushes off his porch because he fainted because he thought Scott Murray had the power to fire us.
Scott Murray.
It's a little more detailed than that.
We're having a grand time here.
All right. Here we go. Third question. So far, Junior Miller is leading 2-1 over the Jubinator.
2-0.
I'll let you have this one.
Oh, yeah, 2-0. This popular show host once audibly bombed the bathroom right beside his daughter's bedroom as she was having a sleepover.
Jump. Who is Mike Reiner?
That is correct.
How embarrassing.
Loudly bombed the bathroom.
Jordan's having a sleepover, and why did Reiner decide to go into that bathroom right beside him? Was he just...
I don't know.
He had to go to the nearest one?
Yeah, I think it was the closest one, and he had a bathroom emergency.
And it was one of those Jack and Jill bathrooms where the door opened to the bedroom where the girls were all talking.
Is her friends over and they're listening to her dad just explode in the bathroom.
Oh, good God.
All right, here we go. You ready? As we move on. This free-loving spirit once became so intoxicated that he missed his mark in an episode of Collegiate Lovemaking that it prompted the girl to pose the interrogative, "Do you know where you are?"
Spank.
Junior Miller.
Who is Snake Davidson?
That is correct! Yes, it is. I wish we could get him to tell that story on the air.
He kind of just did.
You've been listening to the Ticket Top 10.